From the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, beginning with verse 11, hear now the word of the Lord. For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. This is the word of the Lord. Anybody ever hear of Where's Waldo? Ever hear of Where's Waldo? Have you shared any of those books, the Seek and Find books, with your children? All the different objects that are on a big page, and you have to, there's a list of objects that you have to find those objects, like five smooth thimbles or something like that. And then you say to your child, oh, we only found three, let's just move on to the next one. No, we got to find all five of them, you know, that are on that list of things, the Seek and Finds. Well, usually don't get lost anymore, usually. But most recently, I'm thinking about a time when I almost got lost. It was in Israel, in Jerusalem, where Pastor Mike and I went last summer. And the tour guide, he took us, the bus took us into Jerusalem, very busy city, people all over the place, people speaking different languages from all walks of life. And they dropped us off somewhere in Jerusalem, and then we followed the crowd and our tour group around the city into this spot. And we stopped for a long time, and we had these earpieces that we would listen to the tour guide with, and so we could hear him in a large crowd. And so we stopped, and we're listening to the tour guide speak to us for a while, but then he stopped talking, and he started talking about lunch or something else, or answering a question for an individual person. And so we were just standing there, almost kind of like a break, waiting. But a rabbi came up to me and started talking to me, so I took the earpiece out so I could listen to what he was saying. And we were standing there, and I was talking to him for a while, and then I looked around and noticed that I didn't recognize anybody. Like, you know, what happened to my group? It was really a scary moment. I'd look up, and, you know, streets went this way and that way and different angles, and it was a narrow streets, and, you know, again, lots of people, lots of noise, and I didn't know where I was in Jerusalem. I didn't really know where our next stop was going to be, so I couldn't ask directions for somewhere. But thankfully, I did look up and found someone in my tour group make a turn around a corner. And so I could, like, oh, that must be where I got to go. You know, the rabbi was trying to get me to give money to something, I think. But it was scary when you start to get lost or get that lost feeling, isn't it? Now, if my tour guide didn't ever notice that I was lost, he would be a bad shepherd, wouldn't he? If he used me for my money or neglected to take care of my needs while I was with him, then he would be a bad shepherd. We trusted him. We relied on him to get around. We listened to his voice all the time. We followed him like sheep. We were following him around. He knew the language. He could negotiate the ticket prices, you know, and whatnot. So we really trusted him. A wicked and corrupt person could have done a lot of harm. But thankfully, our tour guide was a good shepherd for us tourists. He always kept track of us, always counted us when we got back on the bus and made sure everyone was there. And he even knew some of us by name, especially the troublemakers like Pastor Mike. Have you ever gotten lost? You remember a time when you've been cut off from the group or really gotten turned around in a big city? You remember what that felt like? A little bit scary when you get that feeling of lostness, not know where to go, not knowing who to talk to, not knowing who to trust. It could be dangerous, too. Some people might take advantage of you, try to trick you out of your money or your belongings, or send you off in the wrong direction or the wrong bad part of town, or worse. You might not know who to trust. You might not know what to do next. Well, you know, the Bible says that we are all like sheep. Sheep who get lost sometimes. And that God is like a shepherd. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd takes care of sheep, right? Looks after them, watches over them, protects them. The shepherds of the Bible are more like the cowboys of the Wild West, actually, than they are like farmers that we might think of. It was a very uncertain and dangerous job. And oftentimes the Bible says that the leaders of God's people were shepherds, were like shepherds. The kings of Israel were like shepherds of God's people. They were supposed to watch over the people, protect them, and lead them to good places so that they would be safe, they would be provided for, and they would learn to walk in God's ways according to his word. So first, let's talk about those shepherds and sheep of ancient Israel of Ezekiel chapter 34. You see, in the ancient world, most people thought the kings and gods were like shepherds, both kings and gods. This was a common image for the people who lived in the ancient Near East. The kings, it was thought, stood in the place of the gods, leading the people, providing for them, caring for them. So the kings were like under-shepherds, doing the work of the god. So they were supposed to do that work and the care for the people and the leadership of the people. The king was supposed to help keep the sheep from getting lost and losing their way. But did that always happen? No. The kings of Israel, especially, they often became very wicked. They did bad things and they didn't protect the weak and the poor like God told them to. And instead, they used the sheep so that they could get fat, so they could get rich and everything that they wanted. And the people suffered, and they lost their way because their leaders were only thinking about themselves all of the time. So take a look at Ezekiel 34. And take a look at the first six verses. This is what it says. The word of the Lord came to me. Came to who? Ezekiel, right? It's talking about Ezekiel, the prophet. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Who are the shepherds of Israel? The kings of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. How sad is that? No one searched or looked for them. The people didn't have godly leaders who cared for them the way God wanted them to, and they were lost. The kings and leaders were just thinking about themselves. So it says, the Lord will come against those shepherds and remove them. It means God is going to say, you're fired. God's going to fire these shepherds because they weren't doing their job. Worse, they were hurting the people, the sheep of God, the people of God. So they had to go, and so God fired them. But the shepherds were not the only ones who had to go. Some of the sheep had to go too. Some of the bad sheep had to go. Some of the people were doing just what they saw their leaders doing, very wicked and bad things. Look at verse 17. As for you, my flock, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. And then in verse 20, see, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you shove with flank and shoulder and butting the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. Like the bad shepherd kings of Israel, some of the sheep were selfish, They were cruel to others, and they were leading in brutal ways. And by the way, did you know that word, brutally? It's only used a couple of other times in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Used in Exodus, where it talks about how the Egyptians treated the Israelites when they were slaves. And also in Leviticus, where God says, don't treat each other that way. And here they were, treating each other that way, brutally. So some of the sheep had to go as well. So the flock has been scattered, the false shepherds and the wicked sheep will be fired. And of course, this is talking about how God has punished his people through their exile into Babylon. Mostly because of the bad shepherds who led them astray, who led them away from God and away from God's ways. But what does this mean for those of us who are lost today? What about those of us who are having a hard time finding our way in this world? Or finding our way through maybe a new diagnosis, or grief, or some challenge of some kind? What if we've been leading ourselves away through sin or unhealthy lifestyles? What if we've been duped by a leader we thought was safe and good, but turned out he or she wasn't? How do we recover from that? How do we move on? How do we learn to trust again? Many of us find ourselves lost in this world at one point or many points and throughout our lives. How do we find our way again? Let some of these questions guide us as we look at the Ezekiel 34 chapter, verses 11 through 16, our reading for today. As next, we look at God's relentless pursuit of his people. The good news of the Bible always reminds us that God will seek us, and he will find us when we are lost. He's the master of the Where's Waldo and seek and find puzzles. We may be completely lost, find ourselves in unfamiliar territory, scared, confused, unsure what to do next or where to go or who to trust. But you know what? We are never lost to God. We are never lost to God. He knows where we are. That's a great comfort for those of us who grieve. It's a great comfort for those of us who have family members with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. We are never lost to God. Just as it is good news to those of us who find ourselves lost in this world from time to time, between careers, stuck in a funk, lurking in a cloud of moral confusion, we are never lost to God. He always knows right where we are, and he relentlessly pursues us with his love and his grace, seeking us. This is what it says in verses 11 and 12. For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. You ever experience a day of cloud or darkness? Say, of course, I live in Michigan, right? And it's January. Maybe we've had a day or two of clouds and darkness this month. But of course, you know what this means. And maybe you know what it means, too, a day of spiritual, emotional clouds or darkness. From all the places where we are scattered, God says he will rescue us. God will bring us home. He will find us in the clouds. He will seek us in the dark places that we tend to go. And he will bring us back home. God himself, it says, will search for his sheep. And he will find them and he will care for them. The Lord will rescue his people from exile and gather them back and care for them. God will bring them home to their land. And that is exactly what God did. God provided for them in the mountains of Israel, led them to good food and drinking water, protected them, watched over them like a good shepherd, like the good shepherd. If they had a catechism, the Israelites, if they had a catechism, they would have had this as their first question and answer. Question, who is my shepherd? Answer, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. A constant reminder in Scripture for God's people to look to the Lord as our primary shepherd, our leader, versus other human beings and other human leaders. Look at verses 15 and 16. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. You see, the Lord is doing all these things that the shepherds of Israel were not doing, that we read about in those first six verses of chapter 34. He says, I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down. I will search for the lost. I will bring back the strays. The Lord himself will care for his people, including the special care needed for the poor and the weak. God relentlessly pursues us with his love and mercy. And finally, let's talk about this morning how God continues to do that through the Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. In verse 23, it says that God will place over his people one shepherd like King David. King David was one shepherd of Israel who was after God's own heart. He was a man of integrity, courage, fierce loyalty and love, both to God and to other people. David was a good shepherd, but I know of a better one. This shepherd, like King David, will be a king of justice and fairness and righteousness. He will usher in a covenant of peace, like it says in verse 25. God's people will be united under him, under one shepherd, and then they will know they are God's people, and they'll know God as their shepherd. This new shepherd, like David, of course, is Jesus, who himself declared, I am the good shepherd. And you see what Jesus was doing there? Jesus is saying that he is God among the people. I am the good shepherd, he says. Jesus is the one who will protect and provide for and care for the sheep. He will be the one who will leave the 99 in order to go find that one lost sheep and bring him back rejoicing. Jesus knows each sheep by name. He is the door, he says. He is the gate. He's the one who lays down his life for the sheep. And he is the one who will judge between the sheep in the final judgment when he separates the sheep from the goats. Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd that Ezekiel 34 talks about. Jesus fulfills the Old Testament prophecy from Ezekiel 34. So for Christians under the new covenant, it's not about the land. It's not about the land. Through the death and resurrection of Christ, multiple sheepfolds of Jews and Gentiles are under one shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus, in one church. The Lord is my shepherd, in and through Jesus, his one and only Son. So when you hear Jesus talk about being a shepherd, being the good shepherd, you think about Ezekiel 34 and all that, what that means and all the weight behind those words when he says, I am the good shepherd. Declaring, I am God who will care for the sheep. But the Lord has placed other shepherds over us, hasn't he? To care for us, to love us, protect us, provide for us, lead us in good and right paths. In the church, we call them under shepherds. You might know them as pastors or elders. They are not CEOs. They're not board members, as in an organization or a company. They're not administrators primarily, although they do some of those tasks. They are under-shepherds of the Lord, and they serve on the Lord's behalf as they serve the church, God's sheep. Today's passage is a good warning for church leaders not to take our primary task of shepherding too lightly or to abuse our positions of accountable authority. We're not managers or professional organizers, but shepherds of souls. Pastors and elders are shepherds of souls. Certain souls are given to us for our care for a certain amount of time. That's why home visiting is important. And that's why our elders might knock on your door or call you up and ask to come visit you, because they want to care for you. They want to know their sheep by name. And they might want to encourage you on your walk in your faith too. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, to the elders among you I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Under shepherds. So no matter who you are today, no matter what kind of sheep you are, how lost you may be today, no matter how confused you may be, no matter what kind of darkness you find yourself in these days, remember, you're never lost to God. God knows right where you are, always. He's only a prayer away. And when we do find ourselves lost, we do what we can, right, to find our way again. We seek the Lord in prayer, through Bible reading, to good advice from fellow Christian believers. But all the while, we know that no matter what, God will seek us out, and he will find us. He will look after us and care for us. May it be so. Please join me in prayer. O God, our good and great shepherd, we thank you for seeking us out and finding us, even if we get embarrassed when you find us in some of those dark and disturbing places. Pull us up out of the muck and mire, out of the pit of our sinfulness, selfishness, and put us on solid ground once again, we pray. For those who are spiritually lost or confused, we pray for your guiding light and love. For those who are lost in their sin, we pray for your convicting Holy Spirit. For those who have been wayward and abusive shepherds, we pray that you would intervene and rescue your sheep and your wayward shepherds. Thank you for sending your Son, our good shepherd, who laid down his life for us and for your elect. For your great salvation in him, we praise your name, Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit is our one triune God forever and ever. Amen.